In the news this morning, the countdown's on 11 days before Maya Nassar represents Lebanon in the World Beauty, Fitness and Fashion Bikini Fitness Competition in Denmark. She's here in the studios. We'll be talking with her in shortly. Check out her website, startlivingright.net.
Sometimes I feel I'm gonna break down and cry. Nowhere to go, nothing to do with my time. I get lonely. So lonely.
Freddie Mercury from the 90s, Living on My Own. It's 9:43. Gavin Ford in the morning. Olga's had to rush off, but we do have a special guest in the studio. It's Maya Nassar. Welcome to Radio 1. So Maya is taking part in the World Beauty, Fitness and Fashion Bikini Fitness Competition in Denmark.
Hi, Gavin.
Good morning. It's quite a long
title. Good morning. Yeah, they usually go by WBFF for short.
WBFF. Okay.
Yes, World Beauty, Fitness and Fashion.
So welcome to Radio 1. I haven't seen you for ages. You're looking really good.
Thank you, Gavin. You're looking good yourself.
Thank you. Now, I know Maya from quite a few years ago, and the first question she said to me this morning was, oh, hi, how's your dog, Rock?
Oh.
And Rock died yesterday, so it was like the worst thing you could ask.
I know. Bad timing.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Rock was fine up until yesterday. He was happy to go out for a walk. He was all excited to go out for a walk. She was very old. Rock
That's
was
really
out like
sad.
13. And then on her walk yesterday in Marshaya, she just, I don't know, she just looked like she was dizzy and then she collapsed.
That's awful. I had a dog for about 10 or 11 years, so I know how that feels.
Yeah.
A dog is like your family.
Yeah, I'm okay now, but as soon as I go back home and there'll be like an empty home,
aww,
that's when I'll feel really sad. Of course, I've got the cat squawking at me.
Aww.
I do have a cat that squawks.
That's so sad.
I know. So, Maya, you're taking part in 11 days.
That's right.
You're going off to Denmark for WBFF. Yes. And how do you prepare for something like this?
Well, basically, it requires around 3 months of preparation. The most important thing is your diet. You have to get your diet on point because you have to be lean enough to go on stage. In addition to that, it requires a lot of training, heavy weightlifting, some cardio. So all in all, it's really about dieting and training. But it also requires a lot of mental preparation because it's really mentally challenging to put up with the diet and, you know, to basically just keep following through until the end, you know, to just stick with your training routine and just follow your diet to the letter.
Mm. Now, how did you do it? Because I was reading an article that was about you, and it said that you'd lost a lot of weight.
That's right. Well, previously, I had a very unhealthy lifestyle. That was about 4 years ago. So basically, I transformed my life through fitness. I lost a lot of weight, and then I wanted to take my fitness level to the next level. I wanted to become really fit. I wanted to experience pushing to my limits, both mentally and physically. You know, I really wanted to experience what it's like to be on stage and to participate in like a bodybuilding event and network, meet a lot of people, and just basically get into the best shape of my life.
Mm. But how did you actually lose the weight? What was your secret?
My secret was basically weightlifting. That's really what changed my life. I started seeing results on a weekly basis because I had never really trained with weights before. So I didn't know how effective it is and how useful it is.
Hmm.
And also my diet. I basically started eating clean, unprocessed food, and I eliminated like junk food and processed food. And, you know, your diet really is about 80% of your results. So if you do that in combination with weightlifting, you can really see miracles happen in your body.
Great. And you're looking amazing. You're not looking like one of those, I don't like those muscly women we see at these competitions. The women aren't like that at this competition, are they?
Well, this competition has different categories. They have like more muscular categories, such as muscle model, bodybuilder. There's another category called figure, which does require the more muscular look. But I'm entering the bikini category, which kind of has a softer look. You still have to be quite fit, and you have to be very, very lean and cut. but you're still very feminine. You don't really have to go and look like those big muscular women with bulging biceps.
And what type of things are you going to have to do on stage?
Well, when you're on stage, you have to basically pose and you have to do like a routine. You have to walk in heels. But what's nice about the WBFF is that they also have fashion. So it's a swimsuit in the early afternoon, and then later on in the evening, we wear evening gowns. So it's a combination of both. It's fitness and fashion combined. And actually, it's the only bodybuilding event that bodybuilding federation that really combines fashion with fitness in one event.
We're talking with Maya Nasser, who's representing Lebanon in the World Beauty Fitness and Fashion Bikini Fitness Competition in Denmark. We'll be talking more with her after this from Sam Smith. It's Radio 1 with Money on My Mind.
When a summer deal, I felt pressure. Don't want to see the numbers, I want to see heaven.
It's Radio 1, Sam Smith, Money on My Mind. Thank you for your WhatsApps about my little dog, Rock, who died yesterday. Thanks for that. It's 9:51 in the morning, and we're talking with Maya Nasser this morning, who's representing Lebanon in 11 days' time with the, can you explain what it is again? The
World Beauty Fitness and Fashion, or WBFF for short.
Well, good luck with that. Now, I understand you have a website.
That's right. It's startlivingright.net.
And what kind of things can we find on startlivingright.net?
Basically everything to do with fitness. It covers motivation, nutrition, cardio, weight training. I have a passion for writing, so I write articles about fitness. I also have a downloadable PDF guide, which includes meal plans, workout programs, and lots of information to kind of educate people and inspire them to get into shape.
Who taught you all this? Who was your trainer?
I'm self-taught.
Oh, okay.
I'm also certified as a sports nutritionist and a personal trainer. So I enjoy reading up about the subject, and I'm always researching. I'm always experimenting with myself, trying out new methods, researching the latest techniques. So I like to keep up to date. I like to help people because I was very naive before. I didn't know anything about the subject. So I wanted to create like an online platform to really offer people guidance, advice, support. Because I know how rewarding fitness is, and I really want to share it with people.
And you do feel great after every workout. You feel happy. It makes you happy.
That's right. It releases, your body releases endorphins, which is the feel-good hormone. So after every workout, you feel great. Even if you're having a bad day, it's like the best way to relieve stress.
It really is. So on startlivingright.net, can people ask you questions, that kind of thing?
Definitely. People can contact me, and I get emails daily, and it's almost a full-time job. Just replying to people's emails and, you know, helping them out. But I've also gotten some really, really positive feedback. Some people tell me I've changed their life. I've inspired them.
Good.
So it's really nice. It's really rewarding.
So what would your advice be? Let's say somebody says, listen, I want to get fit for the summer. We've got just like a couple of months before the summer, or just 1 month really before the summer. How can somebody get fit in a short space of time?
Well, first of all, start exercising, go to the gym, start lifting weights. Second of all, get your diet right, eliminate junk food, restrict it to once a week. And if you have the willpower, like if you really, really want to get into shape, I would say stop drinking alcohol, or at least limit it to like once a week.
Because it's got so much sugar in, hasn't it?
Exactly.
These people in Dubai who are drinking like 2 bottles of wine a night, like my friends over there, they've got huge stomachs now. And it's from the sugar in the alcohol. They forget that it's got sugar in it.
Yeah, because it's liquid calories, so it accumulates at night. You don't actually keep track of how much you're drinking. So alcohol plus a bad diet is not a very good combination.
Yeah. Would you like more liquid calories, sir? It doesn't sound
exactly
quite so nice as wine. So check out Maya's website, startlivingright.net. And good luck. 11 days before Maya Nasser represents Lebanon in the World Beauty Fitness and Fashion Bikini Fitness Competition in Denmark. Maya, thank you for coming in, and good luck.
Thank you, Gavin.
Yeah!